Swedish Municipalities Who Took In Too Many Migrants Face Service Cuts. By Chris Tomlinson on November 26, 2019. 8 out of 10 Swedish municipalities will be forced to make serious cuts to local services this year due to changing demographics and costs of newly arrived migrants. Just under half of the municipalities, 46%, plan cuts to disability services, while 50% say they will be making spending cuts in individual and family care in order to save money, Swedish broadcaster SVT reports. Göran Eriksson, the city manager for the municipality of Bengtsfors, said that his municipality relies heavily on subsidies and other programs from the national government and would not be able to cope with the costs of social services and welfare without them. "We have been generous and received many new arrivals, but basically it is also a demographic problem. We have an aging population and the municipality is shrinking," he told the broadcaster. Among the measures planned to save money is a merger of those who handle migrant integration with those who work in the labor market and welfare. Streetlight usage is expected to be reduced by 20% and snow plowing will only occur when there are higher levels of snowfall than previously. According to center-right moderate politician Anders Forsberg, the austerity measures are there in place of potential tax increases. Bengtsfors lawmakers sounded the alarm in August, claiming that the municipality faced potential bankruptcy due to taking in far too many migrants that it could locally afford. Costs in municipalities that have received new arrivals have continued to be substantial even when government revenues have stopped. This creates a large negative hole in the municipal cash register, moderate party member Stig Bertilsson said. Several other local governments have expressed similar situations, such as Hässleholm, whose city council chairman Lars Johnson said at least 100 of the migrants living in the Munsee Zeropäti were illiterate and claimed it would be impossible to get them into work. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.